We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
And welcome, Green Living viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista, and channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villamayor. In Paraguay, in Bayemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Core, channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani Tapiraquai, channel 30, and in Orqueta, channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingahuatzu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingahuatzu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khov Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Edzenet City, Channel Z26 on Alha Tengger Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Swatir, Selim Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhaul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Alha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies Channel 65. In Hotus on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable, Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 107 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. and in Chia ECT Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Arab Emirates medical team conducts humanitarian work in Indonesia. In good governance news, a New Zealand home insulation plan helps provide clean energy to over 24,500 homes. In intercultural news, Singapore holds a religious festival to foster greater understanding. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 6, is New Zealand's National Day. The indigenous Maori name of this picturesque island country southeast of Australia is Aotearoa, which means Land of the Long White Cloud. New Zealand's three United Nations World Heritage Sites reflect some of the nation's amazing natural beauty. The sub-Antarctic islands have over 120 species of birds, with five types of seabirds that reproduce nowhere else on the globe. Te Wahipounamu, southwest New Zealand, is home to the kea, the world's only alpine parrot, and the rare takai. The Tongariro National Park contains remarkable mountains which are culturally and religiously significant for the Maori people. We wish a splendid National Day to all the friendly residents of New Zealand.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Haiti. The earthquake of January 12th has left massive need for shelter, food, and medicine, including among those who sustained injuries. However, in addition to urgent physical needs, the psychological effect of the disaster has also taken a toll on the some 1.5 million people coping with trauma and homelessness, including children.
Upon knowing of the initial disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai had quickly donated funds for emergency relief totaling $60,000. Conveying her sorrow and prayers, she requested that our association members go and help the most afflicted, especially the wounded in need of surgery, medical care, and pain management. Combined with financial contributions from our international association members, the emergency assistance now totals $269,000, an amount that could purchase $9.6 million in items if bought in the United States, based on Haiti's cost of living. Most of the relief team members are also covering their own travel and related expenses.
With professional experience in food preparation and medical treatment, including the vitally needed post-operative wound care, our association's relief team has been serving a large community of survivors in Carrefour, near Port-au-Prince. At one of the city's largest still-standing hospitals and nearby clinics, the relief team has been seen to patients, as well as delivering freshly prepared vegan meals for the patients, staff, and hundreds of families in need. Our association members are bringing toys, including balls, balloons, and stuffed animals, as well as drawing tools, to help ease the stress of the younger survivors as they live with injuries and difficult post-quake conditions.
To better understand the children's situation, our association's relief team member, who is also a physician, conversed with some of them.
In Haiti, we need help now.
I saw a patient. She was a very pretty young woman. She was about 14 years old, and she only asked for very simple medicines. She said that, you know, she has not been sleeping. She said that she has a lot of headaches and back pain. Otherwise, she was healthy, she said. And, you know, the whole time I was observing her face, she had a very flat affect. She wasn't, you know, talkative. She only answered simple questions. I kind of sensed something, so I started talking to her. And then I asked her, how is her family doing? If she has parents, does she have parents or family who've been affected from the earthquake? And suddenly she just sobbed. I mean, from one second that, you know, she was just talking nicely, calmly, and then when she remembered, you know, what happened to her family, she just cried and cried and cried. She told me the whole family died except her. And that was a very, very sad day. Other than giving her the medicines that she needed, I also spoke to her about our loving master. The God love that we are bringing here is really from Master Qinghai, and I explained that to her, and I think she was comforted.
His brother has fractured in head and in leg.
This is your brother, right? How old are you? Does your leg hurt?
Est-ce que vous sentez plus à fort mal? Est-ce que vous frappez dans le pied ou un problème? Hein? Qui problème?
Non.
Ah, wow! You're so brave. You're very brave. Were you scared when you had the surgery?
Est-ce que vous sentez peur du fait que vous avez bagaille ça dans le pied? Est-ce que vous peur?
Oui.
Are you still scared?
Est-ce que vous pouvez en pile, hein?
No.
Oh, that's not scared anymore. You're very brave.
Li content, li wo brave.
I hope that you will heal very soon, and you're going to run, and you're going to walk again very soon. Master Qinghai has been giving a lot of medicine to the hospital to help the doctor to care for you.
He says that he would like to say a word.
That's good. Okay.
Merci.
We are grateful to all nations, groups, and personnel for their dedicated service to the Haitian people. Our thanks as well to Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional aid to the victims, and to our association's relief team for their sincere efforts. We continue to pray for the resilient island nation's steady rebuilding as we look forward to the day when such events are minimized by humanity's kinder actions on Earth.
Quake rocks Northern California. A magnitude 6.0 quake centered about 50 miles off the coast of Eureka was felt over a wide area of Northern California on Thursday, February 4th. Although it was not as strong as one that occurred earlier in the month, officials are examining buildings to ensure that there is no structural damage. We are grateful for the safety of the Northern California residents and pray that our greater consideration for all beings minimizes traumatic occurrences as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Greek president wins second term. On Wednesday, February 3rd, incumbent leader Carlos Papoulias was re-elected with an overwhelming majority vote of 266 out of 300 seats in parliament. As the two ruling parties agreed to support the president, the newly re-elected leader asked the nation to unite in transcending challenges, saying, "A fair, strong, and efficient state can open better avenues for Greece." Your Excellency, we respectfully congratulate your renewed term in office. May your wise leadership help bring prosperity and stability to a unified Greece.
Sri Lanka pardons detainees. In commemorating the 62nd National Independence Day on February 4th, Sri Lankan officials freed 1,573 inmates across the country. Commissioner of the Department of Prisons, Lakshman Silva, said that the ones released were those with minor offenses who had been unable to pay their fines. Our appreciation, Sri Lanka, for your forgiving clemency. Wishing all the newly freed lives of fulfilling goodness and love.
More deadly bird flu outbreaks. at least 1,176 poultry chickens in multiple villages in Indonesia have perished from the avian flu virus in January 2010 alone, a marked increase from 708 chicken deaths in all of 2009. Elsewhere, bird flu among farmed chickens has been reported in Olac or Vietnam, Bangladesh, Israel, and India, with up to thousands of birds killed in an attempt to contain the disease. In human cases, an Indonesian 3-year-old and an infant are among the most recent to have been afflicted, with infections that are caused by direct contact with infected birds or consumption of contaminated meat.
Meanwhile, the swine flu, which is another active animal-borne disease, continues to spread. Fatalities are still rising in various countries, although actual death tolls worldwide are too high to be realistically counted. China has reported 775 deaths, with India recording 1,259, while Hungary announced that 112 people have perished as people seeking medical care for flu-like symptoms have been increasing over the past 2 weeks.
We sympathize for the countless victims of swine flu, bird flu, and other livestock-related diseases. Let us work to prevent the risk of further outbreaks as well as new viruses by stopping the mass confinement of animals and adopting the humane, health-promoting organic vegan diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Former Hawaiian mayor fondly remembered. Mr. Frank Francis Fossey, who served as mayor of Honolulu in Hawaii, USA for 22 years, has passed away at the ripe age of 89. With a public service career that spanned over 6 decades, his progressive ideals and wish to make a constructive difference in people's lives were reflected in many of Honolulu's advancements, such as an award-winning public transportation system known as the bus and a sustainable waste-to-energy plant, amongst other achievements.
In Mayor Fossey's recognition of the benevolent actions of others, he had also come to know of Supreme Master Ching Hai's work in promoting peace and world humanitarian assistance. In 1993, he led a ceremony presenting her with the International Peace Commendation, honorary citizenship, and his declaration of October 25th as Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. Speaking in tribute of the late Mr. Fassi, Councilmember Ikaika Anderson stated, "He was truly one of the greatest mayors Honolulu has ever had, a visionary who spoke with action rather than words." Upon hearing of Mr. Fassi's passing, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her heartfelt condolences and sent her love as she requested that representatives bring flowers to Mr. Fassi's family.
"We send our sincere sympathies to the family and friends of Mr. Frank Fassi, whose vibrant presence and noble contributions will surely be missed. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's infinite love and light."
Save Our Planet, the World Day for the Abolition of Meat, recognized around the world. On January 30th, the second annual World Day for the Abolition of Meat was held in over 50 towns and nations across Europe, as well as South Africa, Bolivia, Brazil, USA, and India. Let us join our correspondent at the Leicester Square in London, United Kingdom.
The World Day for the Abolition of Meat is a growing movement intended as a means of promoting the end of the slaughter of at least 6 million sentient beings globally every hour for the consumption of meat. And this figure does not include the fishing industry and other industries that produce animal products.
We're trying to call for governments to instead be promoting vegan farming, which is not only not exploiting animals, but is also kinder to the land and the environment and can feed more people on a smaller amount of land.
Cut back on the amount of meat that is consumed, not only for people's health, but also for the animal welfare.
Our association members also joined in this movement in Paris, France, and Rome, Italy.
Telespettatori di Supreme Master Television, siamo qui a Roma per la giornata mondiale per l'abolizione della carne.
Forse da parte dei governi comincia ad esserci una sensibilizzazione, quindi anche da parte dei mezzi di comunicazione si comincia a parlare del problema del consumo di carne e dell'impatto ambientale che questo consumo ha sul pianeta.
Je suis ici devant l'Opéra de la Bastille à Paris. Il y a énormément de stands, de personnes venues également. Il y a de la nourriture végétalienne proposée en dégustation.
Mon message, c'est surtout d'arrêter de subventionner l'agriculture. C'est un gâchis économique. On sait très bien que l'élevage, c'est une des premières causes de pollution. Donc il faut vraiment arrêter de manger de la viande.
Hats off, global participants of the World Day for the Abolition of Meat, for your noble initiatives. May the world soon choose vegan to herald a golden era of harmony for all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has long called on a global shift to the vegan diet for our planetary welfare, as during an interview published in the September 2009 edition of the House magazine.
We raise and slaughter millions of animals per year. We can't stop the climate change with all this methane hitting our planet and in turn hitting the Arctic. I wish I could find another solution, but all the evidence doesn't favor any other solution except vegan diet. We have only a few years now, and we don't know what comes yet even. Be green is just a by the way, okay? Be veg is the 90% solution. CO2 is not the main problem. It's not our main problem. Methane is. Nitrous oxide is. These all come from animals' product. And these are the ones that heat up the planet and fast. 100 times or 60 or 100 times more than CO2.
Save Our Planet. Reducing meat consumption better than changing livestock feed and practices. In evaluating options such as emission abatement plans that would reduce livestock greenhouse gases by providing different food sources for the animals and using manure for fuel, scientists have found that these methods provide minimal benefit and in fact could create larger problems of both food quality and ethics. Moreover, a decade-long study by New Zealand's Ag Research concluded that such alternatives only reduce emissions by a few percent. Moreover, UK Food Ethics Council Executive Director Tom McMillan has raised similar concerns, emphasizing the importance of reducing meat and dairy consumption to significantly minimize livestock emissions. Mr. West, Mr. McMillan, New Zealand Ag Research, and UK Food Ethics Council, many thanks for your insightful findings. We look forward to people everywhere supporting the environment through the ultimately sustainable plant-based fare.
Save our planet. The Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society calls for the government to heed the advice of experts and halt oil sands exploration in order to protect the boreal forests and their endangered caribou.
Save our planet. Scotland in the UK reports the coldest temperatures ever recorded in history during the months of December 2009 and January 2010.
Save our planet. In the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, USA, the ski industry and millions of acres of forests are being jeopardized by warming winters that bring rain instead of snow, along with beetle infestations to the trees.
Save our planet. Olac Sees, our Vietnamese Deputy Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Vua Duc Nhi, announces increased funding to protect the nation's forests.
Hello, I am Lumi the Nutria, and I only eat plant-based foods. I'm here with a tip of the day. Please be sure your electrical devices are all on a surge protector. Then, if there is an unexpected increase in power in your home, your equipment will be safeguarded. You can find surge protectors online or at your local home supply store. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for watching. Now the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, a United Arab Emirates, or UAE, non-profit conducts relief work in Asia. The UAE Giving Hands Initiative, made up of an Arab international medical team, has concluded a mission in Indonesia. The group collaborated with specialized doctors and hospitals in Indonesia. Free-of-charge treatments and medicines were offered to elderly patients and those from disadvantaged backgrounds. Allah's blessings be upon you, Giving Hands Initiative and partners, for your care and generosity. May the kind people of Indonesia greet many joyful tomorrows.
In good governance news, a New Zealand home plan provides better insulation and clean energy to thousands. More than 24,500 households have benefited from the government's Warm Up New Zealand Heat Smart project, which began in July 2009. A substantial number of homes serviced were occupied by low-income earners who might otherwise not be able to afford these eco-friendly changes. Our heartfelt thanks, New Zealand government, for your green measures. May steps such as these, combined with the earth-saving vegan diet, lead us into a calm and long-lasting era of the planet. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Towards a Better World, Harmony, Friendship, and Progress exhibition is held in Singapore. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more munificent news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for a kinder world. In intercultural news, a Chinese-Singapore religious and cultural exhibition fosters greater understanding. Held at the Suntec City Convention Hall in Singapore, the event was organized by the Interreligious Organization of Singapore with the theme, Towards a Better World, Harmony, Friendship and Progress. More than 1,300 artifacts from the major religions of China and Singapore were displayed. These included a 350-year-old handwritten Quran from Bukit Timah's Ba'awi Mosque in Singapore and ancient Buddhist scrolls and vases from China. Musical performances by religious groups, talks by scholars and interfaith seminars were also featured.
The objective of this exhibition was to bring the five religions from China and the 10 religions of Singapore to a closer communication and future dialogue. We hope that this is a new bridge that Singapore and China are building through religion, which would help us to also strengthen our friendship with China and vice versa.
Everybody knows about his or her own religion, but everybody should know the religion of other people. Every religion teaches the good deeds and peace and harmony should be maintained in the world.
Our sincere gratitude, Interreligious Organization of Singapore, for planning this gathering to nurture peace and appreciation among the faiths of China and Singapore. May the open-hearted people of your nations grow closer in friendship and harmony.
Please join us for a good laugh with a joke told in Sepedi entitled, Job Promotion.
Oba mo president wa kgwebo yo a ishumelago gomme a balabala ka sego go mosadi wa gagwe lebaka le letelele. Mosadi wa gagwe o ile a tenwa gomme a mmotse a re theeletša seo gare se re selo ka gore o na le moporesidente wa di-peace mo mmarakeng wa dijo. Ka nnete a re yalo o be a sa tsebe gore seo ke nnete goba maaka. Tom a founela mmaraka. Rakgwebo a araba gomme Tom a re, ke kgopela go bolela le moporesidente wa di-peace. Rakgwebo a re, jaaka thining goba go oma.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on a message for President Barack Obama from Supreme Master Ching Hai on Supreme Master Television.
Dear Mr. President, be a historic vegan President of the United States of America. Trith from USA.
That should be the message to every leader in the world. Dan from New Zealand.
Simple words, powerful words. President Barack, I hope you are listening. Roger from Canada.
Concerned viewers, thank you for your comments. Let us pray that President Obama does indeed heed this crucial message from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Let us also pray that all world leaders and citizens realize that the vegan diet is the only measure we can take fast enough now to ensure planetary survival. In God's grace and light.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be graced with joy and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The newly launched Tunisian radio station, Waves of the Mediterranean, seeks to promote cross-cultural dialogue across Mediterranean countries as well as train local journalists in new technologies.
Taipei Mayor Hao Longbin of Formosa or Taiwan promotes a veg day a week for all city public and private elementary schools to encourage better health and help the environment.
Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev and Latvian President Valdis Zatlos meet on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, where they discuss opportunities for expanding bilateral relations.
Qatari Crown Prince His Highness Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani visits Iran to advance bilateral relations as he meets with President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and other senior Iranian officials.
U.S. celebrities join legislators and other animal advocates at a U.S. Humane Society press conference in support of a measure that would halt the trafficking of horses for slaughter as meat.
Latvia announces the soon welcome of a Guantanamo Bay detainee upon his release.
Nabil Sha'af, an official in the Palestinian Fatah Group's Central Party, meets with Khalil Al-Haya, a senior member of the Hamas Party, to encourage successful Palestinian reconciliation.
China sends 500 tons of rice and 180 tons of generators, quilts, food, and other relief items to the cold affected in Mongolia.
Dutch researchers find that the flavonoid apigenin, found naturally in fresh foods such as celery and parsley, has been shown to protect against ovarian cancer and may also assist in preventing leukemia.
Officers aboard the Polish vessel Baltica successfully rescue a dog who had been clinging to the top of an ice floe that had drifted more than 100 kilometers down a river and then 24 kilometers out to sea.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.